Unit 4. Work for Peace.
Lesson 27. The Dove and the Olive Branch.
Do you know the story of the dove and the olive branch?
After Adam and Eve are driven out of the Garden of Eden, they have their daughters and sons, and their daughters and sons have their own daughters and sons, and so on. Then God says, "There are too many bad people in the world. They must die in the great flood, all except Noah, because he is a good man." Noah makes a large wooden ship and floats with his family in the great flood for 150 days. One day the rain stops. Noah lets a dove fly out of the ship. In the evening, the dove comes back with a green olive branch in its mouth, showing that land is near and the danger is over. Since then, people think both the dove and the olive branch mean a peaceful land and a peaceful life. They use a picture of a dove with an olive branch in its mouth to show their love for peace.
Now I know the story. I would love to raise doves and plant an olive tree. They are symbols of peace.
Let's do it. In a small group, discuss whether or not you think the story of Noah is real. Why or why not? In Chinese culture, there are also famous stories about making peace. Tell one of these stories to your class, then write it out.